It's time. Time to get inspired and empowered. To realize it's never too late. To create your next amazing story. Get ready to break through, transform, and start living the life of your dreams. So, are you ready? Truly ready to begin your journey to create your next amazing story in life and love? Great. Let's jump in with your host, Life and Love Transformational Coach, Suzanne Oshima.
Welcome, everybody, to the It's Never Too Late show. I'm Suzanne Oshima, and I'm a Life and Love Transformational Coach at Your Next Amazing Story. Today, we have a very special guest, Dave Elliott. He's a relationship coach, and today we're talking about same stuff, different man. He actually wrote a book about this very topic, and I'm so excited to talk about it. So welcome, Dave. I'm so excited to have you here. And before we jump into this controversial topic, I would love for you to tell the ladies, how did you become a relationship coach?
Wow, that's a great question. So basically, I got involved in relationship coaching because I got a divorce a long time ago. And as you might expect, it was one of those things that I realized along the way that there were things about relationships that I needed to learn about. I needed to know more. It was a painful experience, as you might expect, perhaps many have experienced. And I wanted to kind of give myself the best chance that it would never happen again. And there were things I needed to learn about. So I kind of studied the best of the best for a long time and listened and read and watched everything I could get my hands on. And then after a while, I became pretty good at it myself, and so I was able to change things for me, and now I get to pay it forward and help a lot of other people too. So that's my journey in a nutshell.
Oh, that's awesome. So I know you have one other book, but you recently came out with this book, right? And
right.
What made you write this book? Because something triggered you to write it.
Well, actually, this book is based on, I'm not sure how many people will be aware of it, but it's based a little bit on the work of Imago Therapy, Harville Hendricks. And Imago, basically, I wanted people to understand, I wanted to bring to light people's unresolved wounds that they don't know they have that are laying there, like hiding in plain sight. And so I've come up with this I've come up with this way that people can figure out what those wounds are. And I've got an assessment that they can do. Ask 5 questions. And it basically illuminates, oh my God, here are the patterns. Like the reason for the title, same stuff, a different date, is similar to the saying, same stuff, different day, is like we're going to date different people and we'll have different relationships and they'll seem totally different. The one thing they have in common, though, is you. And you, the person who's dating all these individual people, they might look totally different, but a lot of times they're going to be very similar issues that come again and again. And then when you start to see them and you can sort of translate them and say, oh my gosh, now I understand what these men had in common, then you can start to heal it. And the other thing, the other important distinction about the book is this is not happening to torture you. You know, these relationships are not going to go well because there is a lesson to be learned. And when you get the lesson, you can heal it. But until you heal it, you're going to be revisited with it again and again and again. And it's not to say, it's not to torture you, it's to teach you. So that's the premise of the book. So I want to take the invisible and make it visible.
Right. So that answers the question, like when a woman says, why do I keep attracting the same type of men? It's not some weird coincidence or woo-woo thing going on. It's a pattern, right?
It is literally the mechanism for healing. It has to be represented again and again. So a lot of times, you know, like if, for instance, one of the ladies listening says, well, I always pick these unavailable men. Okay, what is it about unavailable? And unavailable can look a million different ways. You know, unavailable can be a guy that ghosts you. Unavailable can be a guy who gets, you know, put into the military and sent on an assignment. You know, unavailable can look a million different ways. Unavailable can be someone who works all the time. Unavailable can just be a million different things. But when you start to say, oh my, this one and this one and this one and this one, I was always trying to figure out what to do with my time because I was kind of abandoned or rejected and they were unavailable. And so that's how you start to work it out. You say, oh my God, this was like this, was like this, was like this. And now you start to match it up and you see what they had in common.
Right.
So it's really powerful.
It is powerful. And you and I are so aligned on that because I've been saying this for years is, it's not the men that are the common denominator. The common denominator is actually you because you're the one in all those relationships. And so that, I know for a lot of people can be really scary to look inward and say, what's going on with me? Why do I keep choosing these emotionally unavailable men? It's not just emotionally unavailable. It could be, you had mentioned, I was reading your synopsis of the book, is it can be men that are cheaters, right?
Absolutely. That's another example of things that, might come back again and again. There are many. And again, I think what the book makes the case of, it's not an indictment of who you are. I mean, we all have things like this. We all have these different wounds from our past experiences and childhood experiences, things that you probably in many cases don't even recall. But I help you do a process about some of that stuff. And so it's what I want to do is take the shame and the guilt and the fear and the insecurity out of diving and saying, okay, what is it that I need to know about this? Let's take all the guilt and shame and blame and all that stuff away, and let's just say, here we are in art school. What are you here to learn? What lesson do you want to get? And it's not your fault. You didn't do anything. It's not, it is yours to solve. It is yours to heal, but it's not your fault, and you didn't do anything wrong. And so if you just get it from that perspective, like, oh. I'm not attracting men who cheat because there's something wrong with me. And I think too often we say, like, why aren't I enough? Oh my goodness. The reason you're not enough is because you asked the question, why am I not enough? The presupposition keeps having the experience. You're absolutely enough. And when you know you're enough, you'll see these things and you'll not have them. Or you'll get out of them before you get. You'll see that, or you'll feel it, or you will repel men who would have trouble, being exclusive, because they're like, she's not going to buy that. She's not going to allow that. But it's a different thing, and I think we're all responsible for our results, in a great way, though. I mean, when you know better, you do better, and I think this is only happening because it's invisible and you're not seeing it. I'd just rather take it visible and say, look, you're great. This is a thing that you can heal. And when you do, you won't need this lesson anymore.
Yeah, you know what I liked about what you said a lot, Dave, is how you said it's taking away the shame or I don't know if you used the word guilt, but that's
I
what
did,
popped
actually.
into my head. And what the picture that I got in my head is it's taking that away, but it's empowering you because even though it could be scary to face those things from our past, right? I felt the empowerment so that you're able to move forward and becoming self-aware of, oh, that's why I do that. Okay, I get it. And then you feel more proactive instead of reactive, right?
100%. Absolutely. Yeah. I think the scarier prospect isn't to kind of look within. I think the scarier prospect is to continue doing what you're not doing well and having the experience come back again and again and again. And that's what really it chips away. I mean, but if you feel like every time it happens, it takes away 5 or 10%, or makes you doubt, or makes you fearful, or it makes you less open and vulnerable. Because we're like, oh, vulnerable is not good for me. And then the thing is, a man, if you're not going to be vulnerable or open with a man, he can't be your hero. He's not going to see a job there. He's not going to see like your long-term potential. He wants, if he's really interested in a future, he wants someone that, partners, that who's someone who's going to be vulnerable. So he's not treating him like, I can't let him know what I really think because he's not my partner. He's someone who could hurt me. That's a really, really deep wound. So,
Yeah. Well, and to me, that's a painful way to go through life in a relationship that you're in if you can't truly be vulnerable and be open, right?
absolutely. Yeah, that's the beauty of partnership. I mean, it's two people who have one another's backs. That's partnership. It's amazing. It makes life way better every day.
Yeah. So, Dave, you had mentioned, and I find it really interesting because you said how a man could be her hero. And so can you, because I think a lot of strong independent women, nothing's wrong with strong independent women, by the way. Ladies, do not email me because I'm a strong independent woman too.
Don't email me
Is
either because I married one. She's awesome.
Right, exactly. But can you explain to ladies what that means for a man to be a woman's hero and why that's so important to men?
Yeah, it. I mean, that's kind of what we're here for, in a way. I mean, men are, I do this whole rap, and I'm sure you teach similar things too about, masculine energy is single focus, outcome driven. They want to solve problems, they want to fix things. So if we solve problems, that makes us what? The hero. And if we're the hero, if we make your life better, like that's why sometimes if a, if a lady's just, telling a story about her day and she wants her man to just listen and say, wow, yeah, I'm sorry that. That sucks. But he's like, well, you should tell her this, or you should do that, or you don't do that. And because we can't help but want to fix stuff, because what we do, it's how we create value in the world. And if we're not able to create value, what are we there for? And so again, that's the important thing is like we want to, be a protector, we want to be a provider, but we also need someone who is open to allowing us to use those gifts to protect and provide. And but again, that requires a little bit of vulnerability. That requires a little bit of openness. And so, we can all be on the same team. What's really great is when you have a relationship and you can talk about, yeah, I did used to be, triggered by things that made me feel rejected or something. But now you're actually talking to your partner about it. And he's like, yeah, I know I had that too. And that's the other cool thing. A lot of times people with similar or mirroring wounds will attract one another. Like that's the perfection of it too. You'll see, because again, as I said, the mechanism for healing it is you have to replicate it. And so he's doing the same thing. He's replicating his or, healing his. You're healing yours. And a lot of times they'll kind of fit together like this and it'll be really perfect. So there's a greatness about that. When two people really start to get it, it's really
Right.
powerful. It brings you together in a just an amazing way, in a much deeper bond that kind of cuts through everything.
So that's really interesting that you said that because I don't want to generalize, but I feel like women can be more open to healing those past wounds. And so if a woman is dating a man where she starts to see that he probably needs to heal some past wounds. How can she bring it up to him without making him feel like he's less than, or then he gets defensive and doesn't want to heal those past wounds?
I love that you asked that question. That's awesome. I think a great way to do it is, remember I said man wants to be a hero. So
Yeah.
we kind of are repelled by criticism. You said, well, you got this problem. You need to solve that. We are not going to do well with that typically because now it's criticism and now it's like our mother talking to us and we don't want any part of that. So the way to do it is if they do something great, catch them doing it great and say, you know what? I really loved when you just opened up about that and you told me the truth about what was going on there, or when you just got honest or you got vulnerable or or whatever the situation is. So catch them doing it right. And the other great way is if they get the book and they do the work, they can say, you know what, I was reading this book and I learned this amazing thing. Now I understand why I do it. And you start sharing it and they're like, oh my gosh, yeah, you know what? That's true. And then they start to get you for that. And they're like, you know what? That reminds me of this thing that I had experienced, or my ex or my former girlfriend, or these, I have that pattern too. And then you start to have this conversation. And now you make it okay to have this really raw, authentic, vulnerable, amazing, supportive conversation. Where no one's pointing the finger and say, well, you've got to clean up your stuff. Like that doesn't make me feel closer to you, right? Like I'm just, that's not a great space to be in. But when you're mutually supportive, it's like a rising tide lifts all ships. As she does her work, he'll join. Oftentimes, if it's a compelling invitation.
Right, because then he wants to level himself up for not only her, but for himself and for we.
Absolutely. And he sees that that's actually not a bad thing. It's not like, you're wrong and broken and you do this thing that makes
Yeah.
me angry at you. It's like, you know what? You are my hero because you're digging in and you're doing the work. And that's a special kind of courage. That's a special kind of openness. That's actually really the mark of a great man, an honorable man who will not, not be content to sort of lick his wounds, but he'll actually go and do something about it. And he'll go and he'll solve it, he'll heal it. And, you know, it's really admirable when someone does that, you know, someone comes from that place and it's just like, yeah, you're right. It's something that's needed to happen.
Yeah, that's so true. Now, what if a woman does exactly what you said, right, and kind of does it in what I'll call the back door way, not the direct way, and she, you know, he's receptive, but then he just doesn't want to do the work or explore what's going on, and she's like, God, our relationship is great, but I feel like this one thing is holding us back. What would be your coaching to her?
That's a great question too. So I would say what's great is, you know, you can't unring the bell once you rang it. And so once you learn about that thing, and if he's revealed as someone who does want to do the work and someone who doesn't want to go to that level, I guess that's an important piece of information in itself. And as you heal it, you know, here's the thing, there's one of two things going to happen. You either find out, no, he's really not the one for me, and it's better that you find out now, or you'll find out. Or no, here's the other thing. You can say, well, look, this is kind of an important deal breaker now that I know this. If you don't want to join me on this journey, it's okay. You know, it's an important thing for me. And now it becomes a either you have to get on board or you have to jump overboard, essentially. So now he's got an option and he can either decide. And I've seen a lot of times when it's, you know, in order. Like now there's something that's really important. If he sees you as really incredibly valuable and he doesn't want to lose you, and his biggest fear or concern is that not only is she really awesome, she's about to get even more awesome. And now I got to look back and regret the fact that I didn't jump when I could have, and I didn't man up, and I didn't do my thing. And now he's got to live with that guilt and see, you know, you may end up with someone way better. Now he has to live with that the rest of his life. And that kind of gives you the impetus to do the work when there's something, you know, important enough. I had can I just tell you a quick story about
Sure.
that? This week, I've had a client give me an amazing testimonial about she had met this guy. He was a little bit early out of his divorce. There was really amazing chemistry. She really, really liked him. And then all of a sudden, he started to like not get in touch with her, and she started to go into that place. I got her back to a good place, and I gave her some coaching on how to talk to him in a way that within. And then they had this really strange, can't make it up, chance meeting as she's walking to her car after work. He's jogging by, and she was already ready for it. He asked her out again, but he said, yeah, you're probably wondering why I haven't been in touch. The reason I wasn't in touch is because, you know, too early out of this thing, and I want to be cautious, and I'm not ready to date. And she's like, she was disappointed, but, you know, she got it. And then he said, well, how about if we go out Friday? So they go out Friday, and then Friday goes so well because of what I told her to say. And then they see each other Saturday. And then he just comes back 2 days later and he says, you know what? I've been thinking, I don't want to date anyone else. I do want to be exclusive with you in 2 days. You know, and it's because of, you know, the advice that I gave her about how to get him to commit. You know what I
Okay,
said?
so you know I'm going to ask this question because this was a great story. So now all the women watching this are on pins and needles, and they're like, well, tell us what you told her.
Right. Yeah, there's a method to my madness. So what I said is, here's this, and interestingly, he's a police officer too. I said, look, you know, you're free to, you know, because men have this romantic thing about freedom. They don't want their freedom taken away. And he is not that long out of, he's not even officially signed and divorced, right? He's real, real close. But so he's protecting his freedom. And he's also in this agent stage where he wants to go out and someone called it conquest mode today. He's, you know, out there and he's not ready to give up this newfound freedom before he's even really experienced it. What I said to her is like, here's the way to explain this to him. Look, I'm out there dating other people too. I assume you are, and that's fine. Look, the truth of the matter is, this is not a hostage situation. You are free to go. And it got in his head and he thought about it for 2 days. It's like, yeah, he had freedom. But a man doesn't want to give up his freedom, but he'll accept freedom with something better. So he got freedom and her. And so it's like, wow, that's a bonus.
Yeah.
Freedom and her. And all it took for him is to say, you know, I really do want to know more about you because, yeah, I've met other people, but you're the most amazing one by far. And the cost of me getting to know you even more is for me to just step up and man up, essentially. So that's the cool thing when you see a guy man up. You give him permission. It's like, look, don't. I'm going to date other people too. You know, take a shot at it and see what happens.
Oh
But
my
you have to
God.
know your value to say it.
That was so brilliant what you told her to say. Number one, there was humor in it.
Yes.
But
And it was perfect because he's a police officer too. This
that's
is not a hostage
great.
situation.
That's perfect. But there's so many nuggets in what you told her to say because and I really want women to understand this because it's not just about what she said. There's also the big part is that I could see the confidence in herself exuding that I'm good enough. If you want to be with me, you can be with me, but if you don't, I'm good either way. That was number one. But number two, she did not give him an ultimatum because if she gave him an ultimatum, the outcome would have not been the same because then he would have been feeling forced into it. She gave him the choice and he got to decide. And so he felt like he was in control. And she was like, I'm going to go on with my life either way. And if you want to join me, we're good. If not, I'll be okay. So
Right.
I
You
love that.
got it. Yep. And the other thing too is, you know, men and women are looking for different things when we're dating. But the one thing that we both agree is really a desirable trait is confidence. And that reads as total confidence. I'm going to do my thing. You do yours. This is not a hostage situation. You are free to go. But you also, without saying it, you've introduced a little bit of fear of loss too. Like, I'm going to be dating other people. So don't worry about me. And he didn't, but he did, because it's like, you know, he started the clock running also in his mind, like, I better, if I want to find out more about this, and I do, I'm running the risk, because every time she dates someone else, she might potentially think he's awesome, more awesome than I am. He's like, I better get a claim on this.
That's so funny. So, can you explain from a man's point of view how a man feels when he's like, I like her, but is it the same as if she weren't dating other people, would he still feel that urgency to quote unquote lock it down?
I don't think so. I think because here's the thing, when you want to ensure behavior, you want to usually do two parts positive and a part negative, right? There's so things to move toward and things to move away from. And I think that if there's no risk, there's no movement. You know, if you said, you know, I want to lose, you know, 20 pounds or whatever. Like, well, why do you want to lose 20 pounds? Well, my doctor said I'm, you know, about to get diabetes or I've got a heart problem. Okay, there's your, you know, two parts pleasure. I want to look good. I want to feel better, and I don't want to die. Like, there you go. Now those are the people that are most likely going to stay on track because he's got two things he's going toward, and one he wants to get away from. So the one he wants to get away from is the fact that he could lose her to someone else, and the things that he wants to move toward is she's really awesome, and I've not met anyone else like her. And then theoretically, there's probably way more positive things. So anytime you stack all the positives, but then you have that negative that he wants to get away from, you know, I think it's powerful. So yeah, if there's no fear of loss, there's no urgency. And, you know, as they say, a confused mind does nothing. You know,
Yeah.
it's too many options. So I think we should live every day with just a little bit of fear of loss. Like, you know, this is the day for me, and I'm gonna go make the best of it. I'm gonna do what I love. Chatting with you, doing this podcast, or, you know, doing what you love to do and being someone that you're proud of in, you know, in the effort. So, you know, I think it's powerful. That fear of loss is a driver for sure. But like
Yeah.
you said, you don't want to put an ultimatum. That's not good either.
No, exactly. And the way I see it is if she wasn't dating other men, he may have come to the conclusion that he wanted to be with her, but with her dating other men, it put a sense of urgency on it, like you said, because
Without
there's that
ever saying it.
fear. Yeah.
Right.
And she
It was implied. It was implicit, not explicit. Because if it's an explicit demand, it's like you said, it's an ultimatum. It's like, no, thanks. I'll take my chances.
Right.
But when it's like, look, I'm meeting other people too. I'm fine. Do your thing. You know, what she said was, I really enjoyed meeting you, and I'm really sure that there was a a great connection. There was great chemistry. I felt it. And she was just really honest. She's like, I felt it. I know you felt it too. And again, it takes real confidence to say that, you know? And this is a woman who has not dated for 4 years because she was kind of wounded and was in a tough place. But I've been working with her and she's ready to re-enter the dating field now. So, you know, that's an artful place to be when you can sort of just put that out there. And like in 2 days, the guy changes his mind on such a really deeply fundamental thing. That's powerful.
Well, this has been amazing. So, Dave, can you tell the ladies where they can find you?
Sure. Legendary Love for Life is my brand. So I'm on the web there. And since we talked about the book, if anybody wants to get the first chapter of that book for free, if you
Hold
go
up
to
the
Le
book. Show them the
Oh,
book.
yes. This is the book. Look for the asterisk. It's on Amazon too. But and you can also get it through my website. But if you go to legendaryloveforlife.com and then you put in slash SSDD for this title, SSDD, I'll give you a free first chapter of the book so you can just check it out and see what you think. And if you like it, go help yourself and get it. There's also a workbook that comes with it. And the workbook is called Companion Peace. Because that's really what you're after. You're after a companion and peace, but it's a companion piece to this book. So PICEPEACE. So
I love the
that's
play on words.
yeah. So you don't need that part, but it's a nice little added thing, and it allows you to do some of the work on the exercises because there are some great exercises that'll bring things into your recognition that are powerful.
Awesome. Well, thanks everybody for joining us on the It's Never Too Late show. My show is available in both video and podcast format. If you would like to get my free video series, The Secrets About Men After 40 and Beyond, you can click right here on the video or you can go to yournextamazingstory.com.
Love today's episode of the It's Never Too Late show? Then head on over to yournextamazingstory.com to continue the conversation. Get access to show notes and get more amazing content.